Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
Well, welcome to the Biz for Good show with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. Wow, I didn't do that very well, did I?
The Ryan Pilkington.
There we go. See, I can't do it to my... Anyway. So today, Bobby is not in studio. He is out traveling the world, seeing the world. So I am in charge here of running the show, but that's a lie because I have a team of awesome people here that's helping me. So we're at episode 31, and we're going to have Jay Taylor, chaplain, writer, passionate mentor, and with Blessed Business as my co-host today. He's graciously ponied up for that, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Totally.
Thank you, Ryan. And I brought my co-host, Kevin Taylor, who's on the board over there. We are not alone.
And then we're on episode 31. We want to introduce we want to introduce Mike Angelieri. Make sure I get that right. Of Humans of Salt Lake City. Right?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yeah. Say howdy.
Hello. Howdy.
All right. It's awesome to be here for another episode of Biz for Good show. Like I said, I got Jay Taylor as my wingman here, and also we got Kevin Taylor as the sound guy, helping out with Sky, who is in Colorado, working all the technical stuff. So thanks again for the whole team of Biz for Good show. We love you guys. We're going to go right into B4G Studio News, which brings me to our sponsor today. We have Mazuma. Mazuma, we'd like to introduce... The biggest thing that's happened since accounting since 1495.
Oh.
That could work too, maybe. It's Mazuma bookkeeping and taxes, and your own small business is about to change everything. Mazuma was established to focus solely on you, the small business owner. Here's how it works. Step one, send your statements and documents to Mazuma. That's M-A-Z-U-M-A. That's it. They do all the bookkeeping for you. They'll even do your taxes, your personal taxes, and make sure you get your optimal returns. The best part, and here's the best part, you pay $75 a month. $75 for an accounting department? Are you kidding me? That's all you pay. And you can trust Mazuma. Definitely give them a call for a free consultation at 1-866-575-9100. Or you can go to MazumaUSA.com. That's MazumaUSA.com. Be compliant. Be organized. Save on taxes. Mazuma, changing everything about running a small business. And you can go and put in at checkout promo code BIZ, the number 4, GOOD, Biz for Good. And you'll get a good discount off of that first order there. So we want to thank them at Mazuma for being a sponsor. Also, I'm going to turn it over for Jay here to introduce EFL 360, one of our partners.
Happy to do so. EFL 360, one of our sponsors of the Biz for Good show. We have EFL 360 Weekly, which meets every Thursday afternoon in the Miller Business Resource Center in room 333 on the third floor, where we get together as entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders and take on our businesses, take on our organizations, take on ourselves. To do good and be good in the world. And that's EFL 360, Entrepreneurs, Founders, Leaders.
Thanks, Jay. They also do live streaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can tap in anywhere in the world and see these mentors teach and educate and give powerful information on being an entrepreneur and taking your entrepreneurship to the next level. Also, you want to do Speak Up Studio? Do you know?
Yes. Yep. And we'll put a plug in for Speak Up Studio, professional speakers. We've got some super exciting things happening. Going to have a fall launch in September. Check out the Facebook page at Speak Up Speakers and find out what date that meeting is on and what the fall agenda looks like. It's a place for all of us to get together and work on, practice our messaging skills, learn about how to better and more effectively produce our message and deliver it. Speak Up.
All right, awesome. A few episodes ago, we had Cassie Swirls, and we chime in with her just because we've been having a really good relationship with her. It looks like, you know, we dubbed one of the shows Paint the Universe with Love. They actually painted an actual painting with it saying Paint the Universe with Love. You can go to CassieSwirls.com, learn more about that. Also, we'd like to interview passionate business owners and leaders, founders, and those that are doing good. So if you're new to the show and don't know what Business for Good show is about, we just like to have fun, dive deep, and talk about businesses, organizations that are doing good in the world. And we have Mike in studio here, Mike Angelieri from Humans of Salt Lake City. And he has graciously said that he's okay with doing some segments. We're not going to do so many segments today. But the first one is the Biz Hack. So the Biz Hack is daily rituals. And lately I've been trying to set goals. And I realized that in order to do that, I need to set some goals and achieve them. But I need to do some consistent rituals. Now, we were talking earlier before we went on. And now we're not talking about rituals like we're going to go do bad stuff or anything. But
Kevin,
for example, basically I get up, and when I get up, I have a certain thing that I do. I like to listen to positive music or something that inspires me. So that's one thing that I do. And then another thing is I like to check in with my goals and at the end of the day and see what I've accomplished. So that's kind of a daily ritual.
Sounds good.
Anything you want to share, you guys?
Mike, anything?
I think when you want something to happen, you have to get up every day and get out there and make it happen. With my Humans of Salt Lake City project, it doesn't matter if it's 110 degrees outside or if it's 10 degrees outside. I'm out there and I walk and I talk to people, and sometimes, you know, I'm out there frying or freezing and I wonder what in the world am I doing out here. But if I don't get out there, it's not going to happen. The goal of building this society of Humans of Salt Lake City is not going to succeed if I don't make up my mind to get out there and make it happen.
Yeah. And awesome. I think the Biz for Good show co-host Bobby Glenn James would be all about that, all about the do. And sometimes that get up, dress up, and show up is a really, really big part. So even if we have the rituals on paper, right, or we have something we want to do, unless we do them, we're not effective.
Exactly.
And that's a big thing. And for many of us, that can be hard. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of us have frustration, distress, illness, and sometimes it's really difficult to just get up and get going. What I think is interesting about this is the actual rituals can help us get going. Mike is driven by so much passion to do what he does. And it's a part of his life. It's a part of his being. It's an extension of yourself. So getting out and doing that and being a part of, you know, what you do probably keeps you going, because you'll meet somebody incredible. You'll heart to heart with somebody. You'll learn from somebody.
Oh, yes.
Which is just such a big deal. I think on the rituals, you know, Ryan, looking at what some of us do, what many of us do, I know prayer is a big ritual every day, and to be prayerful to start the day, in that prayer to have an intention. And even if it's hard to get out the door, part of that daily prayer can be actually asking for the strength to, mm-hmm. to go out and do it, to get up and get out and for example, to meet the right people, you know, mm-hmm. to touch the right heart, to be there. Another thing other people do is meditate, of course, or ponder, you know, their be with their schedule for the day, with what they want to accomplish, what they want to do. A good thing to do the daily rituals is to have what we call schedule blocking, and to just schedule a block of time every day where you're going to engage in those rituals. And like you have, Ryan, you have a playlist. We can have a Friday playlist, a Monday playlist,
You know, we can have a playlist for those days when it's 110 or when it's snowing, and and that's a good thing. I think another daily ritual and something, Kevin, we so believe in is readers are leaders and leaders are readers, and reading is part of that daily ritual, whether it's inspirational, motivational, educational, but something that connects with our hearts, connects with our minds, that can get us out there to be about what we're about. So each of us can have a daily ritual, and it doesn't have to look a certain way. It's what works for us individually. Right. But we encourage everyone to find those daily rituals and get on our Facebook page and share what your daily ritual is, and we can kind of engage on that.
Oh, but, yeah, I love your comments.
You know, love to hear what people have to say, but I like, Ryan, what you're talking about, being mindful every day of what your objectives are, what your goals are, and then what Mike brings to the table is then get out and do it, even when it's tough. And then if we need strength, pray for that strength to do it. You know, pray for that strength to have that that source, that force with you.
Awesome. A book that I'm listening on Audible right now is The Four Agreements that Bobby told me to check out. So that's what I've been doing. It's been amazing. Another thing that I've been doing is I record kind of a daily thing and what I want to achieve. And then I put it on a loop and listen to it before I go to bed. So I hear my own voice tell me what I want. So like, I want this over and over and over. Is this an accomplishment or a goal that I want to achieve? And the voice repeating and repeating and repeating. You know what's interesting? My wife's been listening to it out loud. We've been listening to it, and she's increasing her work exponentially.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you're hearing my voice. I don't.
But it's that positive ripple effect. It's that reinforcement. It's you know, we're individually strong, but we're stronger together. And a rising tide lifts all boats. It's a big thing. I think it would be really important on the rituals as well to suggest self-care. And part of that ritual is not just, I got to do, but how do I take care of myself? How do I connect with myself? And whether that's exercise or meditation, music, art, reading, whatever it might be, but take care of yourself. We need to keep the cup full, don't we?
Absolutely. I don't know what to add to that, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's really comprehensive.
Cool. All right, Mike. The quote of the day is brought to you by C.S. Lewis. Go ahead and read that if you can for us.
There are far better things ahead than any we leave behind.
Awesome. Do you have anyone want to chime in on that?
Well, sometimes I think about the I don't want to say mistakes that I've made with the project, but with things that work less well than others. And I mean, I remember very early in the beginning, I had no idea how I was going to photograph people, how I was going to talk to them, what my questions would be. And in a very real way, as it has evolved, the page has become more about what works versus what doesn't work. And every once in a while, I'll go back into the history of the page, and I'll look at a portrait and I'll think to myself, what in the world was I thinking? The portrait stinks, whatever it happens to be. Sometimes the questions stink, and I realize there's no way to know until you try and find out. This doesn't work, try it this way. And over the last almost 4 years, it's evolved, and now I know that whatever there is in the back has no bearing on what's ahead, because you had to start back there.
Yeah.
To get to where you are now.
Oh, I like that. I like it. It's like powerful. Polishing the rock.
Exactly.
Chiseling down, getting that diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm so excited to hear what Mike has to say about how he started the project and why he started it. But I have to ask something on that quote. Mike, as we looked at your Facebook page and we looked at your spirit coming through in the posts and such like that, I was very touched by the heartfelt post that you created following what happened in Charlottesburg and in Barcelona. And you talked about, and it goes with this quote here, you know, kind of this desire to move forward, and yet, you know, we're not all in step. There's things going on. How do you feel about that? As much as you see tragedy and as much as you are connected to the human spirit, do you see that there are far greater things ahead?
I do. I have to believe that. I think the moment we lose the faith that things will someday get better is the moment we lose entirely. Mm. And we cannot let tragedies as bad as they are, affect our faith that somewhere, somehow, things will be okay. I think if we give that up, whoever it is that's trying to fight us or destroy us or attack us or hurt us wins. And we just can't let that happen, right, no matter how bad it is.
So we keep fighting for another day.
Yes.
We keep looking ahead, and we say there's far greater things ahead than, yes, what lie behind.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So we're going to get right into the show. You know, we kind of bounce back on some questions here. So just, it's open discussion here.
Okay.
I just want to say that, you know, my wife brought this Humans of Salt Lake City to me on a Facebook post about anti-bullying, which I'm involved with, and met Shawnee through that, which you interviewed her. Mm-hmm. She shared her story. I got to meet her. Jay got to meet her. She's definitely a fan of you, Jay. She loves Jay. She so
I love her.
Anyways, it was really cool to connect with her and just connecting with people offside of Facebook. And then we get to meet you. Mm-hmm. So it's a full round circle here today, and I'm just really blessed that we get to do this.
I'm amazed and excited.
Cool.
And that's the beauty of it, is the connection. Last week on the Biz for Good show, Kevin brought up community and how important community is and how good it feels. And that's what this is about. It's about people out doing good, mm-hmm, and then to connect with you on Facebook, then to connect with you in person, mm-hmm, and how we're all tied together. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Humans of Salt Lake City. Why did you start it, and when did you start it?
Well, I started it in October of 2013, so I'm closing in on 4 years. And at that time, what was then called MSNBC.com did a write-up about Brandon Stanton, who runs Humans of New York. And I believe at the time he probably had 2 or 3 million followers. And it was this article about this man who walks the streets of New York City, talks to complete strangers, takes their portrait and gets a story about their lives and shares it on Facebook. And I remember thinking, what a great idea to just get out there and talk to people. And I mean, the idea that we're not supposed to be here to just go it alone really spoke to me. And the fact that this man draws out these amazing and powerful stories from people made me think, well, what can I learn? How can I improve myself? What can other people who I would never otherwise interact with teach me? And so I grabbed my camera and I walked out into the streets of Salt Lake City. And the first person I met was a gardener from Temple Square. They were planting the tulip bulbs for the next spring. And I approached this woman, told her what I was doing, and I asked her, if you could give the world one piece of advice, what would it be? And she said, do something you love every day. And that was the extent of the very first, that's the first story, that's all there is of that very first post. And I couldn't think of a better segue into this project than to have that reminder to do something you love every day.
God-given, truly. I mean, just.
And so even though I had absolutely no idea what format I was going to use or how I was going to approach people or what my guidelines were, it was, again, just a matter of finding out what works and what doesn't work. And granted, it's funny that I look back on some of those older posts, and sometimes I think, gosh, the questions were boring, or they weren't particularly powerful, and I didn't know what I was doing. So it just evolved.
Well, it's evolved into something that thousands and thousands and thousands of people enjoy and like and look at. How often do you post?
Well, generally speaking, I try to post every day, at least once.
Okay.
Sometimes on the weekends, I might post 2 or 3. I have to confess, I'm running a little bit behind this week. I haven't posted anything for a little while. But, I mean, generally speaking, almost every day.
Wow. And on Facebook, it's Humans of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a website as well, isn't there?
Yes. That's also evolving. It's called humansofsaltlakecity.com.
Okay.
And right now, I think when you look at the site, if you look at it at all, it's kind of boring right now. It's being worked on and being fixed. So the primary focus is on Facebook. The dream, of course, is to get everybody to move over to the website. But it's under construction.
Sure. One step at a time, right?
Yes.
Getting out the door.
And I like the fact that you saw something that inspired you and you went out the door.
Yes.
Some people just sit there and go, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
well,
nice.
It's funny you mentioned that because I had to ask myself, do I have the time to do this? Do I have the will? I have the equipment. I've got some skill. I think I could do this. And of course, I jumped online to Google Humans of Salt Lake City just to see if anybody here was already doing anything like it, and nobody was. In fact, I think when I Googled Humans of Salt Lake City, I think I came up with Human and Health Services of Salt Lake City, and that was it. So I figured, okay, I think I got a shot here, and I jumped on Facebook and grabbed the page name so nobody else could have it. I bought the domain so that nobody else could have that.
Cool.
And just took off from there.
Awesome. Totally awesome. What does Biz for Good mean to you? We like to ask every guest that.
Well, I think when it comes to... I'm not a businessman myself in any particular sense, but I think when it comes to doing business, you have to hold yourself to a higher standard. You have to remember that there are people out there who are counting on you for a product or a service or a purpose of whatever it happens to be. And you have to operate with a sense of integrity and dignity and decency and honesty. And businesses, organizations, groups, people who conduct themselves and their projects that way are bound to be far more successful than someone who maybe doesn't care or doesn't hold themselves to those standards. And I think that any business with just those basic fundamental rules of common sense and courtesy are going to be the ones that make the bigger difference in our society.
For sure. And it seems like it's interwoven more and more these days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Go ahead.
In our rush, my rush to talk about Humans of Salt Lake City.
No worries.
I didn't even really... Mike, tell us about you for a minute. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
It's like he's on the show and I want to know when did it
Jay,
start.
Jay, you're passionate, brother.
Oh, and it's... Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have lived in Utah for the better part of 30 years.
Okay.
I'm originally from Florida. And I've been married for almost 22 years. I have a 20-year-old daughter who's getting married soon. God help me. let's see. I have been in the banking industry for the better part of 14 years. And I don't know. That's really about it, to tell you the truth. It's just me and my wife. And we just bought a new home. And we're kind of crazy busy with that.
Awesome.
But, is she involved with Humans of Salt Lake City?
She... To the extent that sometimes if I get a controversial story or a real sensitive type emotional story, I will have to, I tend to use her sort of as a moral conscience. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at deciding what is and is not right to post, but every once in a while I'll get something that you have to kind of think, wow, this could have this kind of impact or that kind of impact, and we kind of have to weigh and judge whether to post it the way it's said, or do we need to maybe get some extra detail from the person? Just as an example, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, on the 4th of July, I was walking in the area of downtown Salt Lake City around 3rd South and 3rd East, where some old apartment buildings are located. And this community that lives there, they're pretty colorful people. I think some of them are formerly homeless. Some of them are drug addicts, recovering addicts, alcohol addicts, other mental issues. And I was walking along the sidewalk, and I saw this woman who was sitting on her doorstep smoking a cigarette, and she saw my camera around my neck, and I was probably about 10 yards away from her, and she yelled out at me in a real pronounced New Jersey accent. She goes, "What you taking pictures of, honey?" Now, I got to tell you, when someone speaks that way to me, I don't have to be told twice. I'm going to sit down and talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
So I did, and I told her what I was doing, and she goes, "Well, I got a story for you." I says, "All right." And she starts to tell me that exactly 1 year earlier, she had been sexually assaulted by a pastor. And that every morning when she wakes up, she can still smell his breath on her. And at this point, she's taken me by the arm. And she's hanging on to me. And she starts to cry, which I can't believe is happening. Completely impromptu. I had no idea that she was going to tell me this story.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say that she's been getting ready. She's going to therapy. But now she's at a real low point, and she's thinking of committing suicide. Mm. And she's hanging on to me for dear life. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, this is beautiful. This is exactly where I need to be. It doesn't cost me anything to let her unload. Maybe that's what she needs, and it's totally okay. And she tells me a few other details. And I looked at her after she was finished talking, and I said to her, please don't hurt yourself. But not because I'm asking you not to. I said, if you let me publish this story on my page, you're going to find out that there are complete strangers out there who have survived, who can relate, and who can give you encouragement and strength through their words to you. She says, all right, go ahead and publish the story. Well, that's when I went home, and I'm pondering the weight of this story and how this could end up looking like I'm trying to capitalize on her misfortune, and I certainly don't want that to look that way at all. So I go home to my wife, and I had her listen to the recording, because I record all the interviews, and I wanted to see what she thought about whether we should publish this or not. And she said, I think if you publish it just the way she said it, it'll be okay. And I did. The beauty was, at that time, I think I had maybe 4,000 or 5,000 followers, and about 15 or 20 people at that time got on the page, wrote their comments, and did exactly what I said they would. I'm sending you prayers. Don't let this idiot ruin your life. Be strong. I've been there before. I know how you feel. Now, you'd think that would be the end of the story, but there's a little extra detail.
Oh, wow.
3 weeks later, I was back in that same neighborhood again, and this time I saw her again, and she yelled out at me, "Humans of Salt Lake! I saw my story. You saved my life."
Wow.
That's the power of the page. Wow. She saw the comments and she realized that there are people out there who can validate her experience, and she didn't have to feel alone. I think that's the beauty of, part of the beauty of the page is that we read, we hear stories, we read about these people that I talk to, and someone else out there who maybe has been assaulted or who has been through something like that, realizes I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. There's such power in validation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where that comes in.
That is just speechless.
And you know, saving one life, that's it. Mission accomplished.
I think in the Talmud it says, he who saves one life saves the world entire.
Oh. And it's true, because when one of us hurts, we all hurt.
Exactly.
That's such a powerful story, and again, it just serves for all of us how important community is, how important we are. We all have a story, and to love and to help one another. I know from Kevin and Ryan and Bobby Sky, who know me well, and the platform that I come from is very much that us is them. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of people always, you know, with the finger out, them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We are them.
That's right.
We are them. And when we have a story and it is sometimes buried in shame or buried in hurt, shame hates the light.
Mm-hmm.
Shame grows in secrecy. As we share our story, as we bring it to light, it just shrinks.
Exactly.
And we find people who love us anyway.
Exactly.
Who can accept us, who can pull for us, who can pray for us. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just so powerful. So way to go.
Thank you.
I mean, truly.
Wow, yeah. That's an awesome story. Thank you for sharing.
I got to ask, so are you a Salt Laker then?
Yes.
You're from Florida, but are you?
I'm a Salt Laker.
Okay.
I figure I've lived here long enough to call myself a native.
Awesome. And what can you tell us about Salt Lake City? What can you tell us about us?
Well, it used to be, in the beginning of the page, I wasn't completely aware of our demographic. And early on in the page, it seemed like I was only talking to young white people. And every once in a while, someone would message me and say, don't you talk to old people? Don't you talk to black people or Latin people or Asian? And the guideline has always been from the beginning, if I meet someone and they want to talk to me, I'll talk to them. The rule is, if you breathe and you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you. There's no certain part of society that I won't talk to or don't want to talk to, but I got to find them, you know? And so I found out over the last 4 years that Salt Lake City is not the white homogenous society that our common culture would have us believe. I mean, I can walk down the street and I can meet people from all over the world. I just have to find them and I have to get them to be willing to talk to me. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. I have to go to events where people of different ethnicities are gathered. For example, the Salt Lake City County Mayor's Office invited me to a couple of symposia for refugees. One was up at the U, and that was for refugees from Africa and Asia. Absolutely brilliant and beautiful experience to meet some of these people from really far away places. And then a few days later, the second symposium was in South Salt Lake for Latino and Latin American refugees. And I went and met them. And I mean, some of the stories that I've gotten from them have garnered a huge response, good or bad. I mean, I once met an undocumented immigrant, a young 14-year-old girl who openly stated, I am an undocumented immigrant. Hmm. And she stated she posted her story that she was brought to this country when she was 5 years old. And I mean, obviously a 5-year-old has absolutely no say in the matter, but she's here, and the story generated a huge response, both good and bad, about whether this is right or whether it's wrong. And it was one of those rare moments when sometimes I will kind of wade into the fray and jump into the comments. And it forced me to kind of explore, you know, we touch on social issues that are important mm-hmm. in this project. And there are people out there who have nothing nice to say about illegal immigration. There are people out there who say, this is the United States. I'm holding my lamp up to the golden door. Bring me your wretched refuse, yearning to breathe free, whatever you want to call it. But we have to find a balance between what's right about it and what's wrong and how to make it right. And the fact that it generated a discussion was what was most important, you know. Mm-hmm. And the point is, I will meet anybody. It's not always easy. Sometimes I walk into the North Temple area between North Temple and Redwood Road, because that's a real big Latin American and African community. There, it's not easy to get people to talk to me there, and I don't know why. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe they don't like a camera. I just don't know. Hmm. But the bottom line is, to answer your question, Salt Lake City is full of international culture on multiple levels, as long as you go and try to find it, whether it be at refugee events or other events where people from different places have a reason to gather. And I've done that a lot of times. I've gone to World Refugee Day at Liberty Park twice in a row and met some amazing people. It's just unfortunate that they're not always out and about. And on that note, let me just share a quick guideline. When I'm out walking and talking to people, you have to be relatively unoccupied. You have to be either by yourself and walking so that I can maybe wave at you and make eye contact and engage you in a conversation, or you have to be sitting at a bench, smoking a cigarette, maybe having your lunch. But if you have earbuds in, if you're reading a book, if you're texting, or if you're talking to somebody, I'm probably not going to interrupt you. But if I make eye contact with you and you're not occupied, I wave at you and smile. If you smile back and wave back to me, I'm going to talk to you.
More natural.
But the problem is, you know, I don't see too many Asians or African Americans or Latin Americans that are just out like that. When I'm walking, especially downtown, I mean, it's primarily white people. And I mean, it just is what it is. Mm. But just because that's what it is downtown doesn't mean there aren't countless of other people out there somewhere, if I just can find them.
Yeah, gotcha. Awesome. Kind of winding down the show here, how can we learn more about Humans of Salt Lake City? We found out on Facebook. Is
yes.
there anything, any message you want to share right now or you want to promote? Or?
I would love to have everybody jump on to Facebook. That's where the primary audience is. It's Humans of Salt Lake City on Facebook. I also have an Instagram account. It's under HOSLC. I have a Twitter account, but I really don't get Twitter. Twitter kind of escapes me.
Gotcha.
When it comes to Facebook, though, the dream is to continue building a community of people who read the stories and are touched by those stories in a good way or a bad way, and to engage and to talk and communicate and learn from each other. There's two rules that I have on the Facebook page, and that is you can express your opinion. Please express, talk, communicate, but don't be abusive.
Mm.
Don't be abusive. I am not afraid to delete or ban someone from my page for being abusive on the page. This is a public forum, and sometimes I wonder when someone writes something and uses foul language, is that really the mark you want to leave for the world to see?
No.
Not in my house.
Yeah.
And people get mad at me and they say, oh, you're censoring me. Well, you just made a rear end of yourself on my page. Forget it. It's not going to happen. I can't stop it from happening, but I can sure delete it when it does.
Moderate.
The other rule is, remember, people are going to express themselves. They're going to tell stories and they're going to let me know what's on their minds. I am not a judge. I'm not a critic. I'm not even a referee. I'm just a gatherer of stories. Let the story stand by itself and either love it, hate it, admire it, wonder about it, whatever you want to call it. But let it stand and let it be and figure out your own conclusion about what you've just read and what you've just learned. But don't worry if someone else out there doesn't agree with you. Don't even worry if I don't agree with you. Just read the story. Draw from it what you may, and learn.
It brings us closer to our human family.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes,
yeah. I love it. We have a saying here: be good, do good. And I think you're doing good. You're being good, and this is a great cause. And we appreciate you being on the show. Do you have anything you want to ask? Any additional things, Jay? Put you on the spot.
So do Salt Lakers, to the people that we share. That you talk to, that the community out there, are we moving in the right direction?
I think so. I've learned things from people that I don't think I would ever otherwise learn. I have discovered there's a certain magic and a majesty to humanity and experience, whether it's good or bad, that people who pay attention can learn from and can draw upon. If it's only for the sake of validation or if it's just for the sake of curiosity, people have stories to tell that someone out there worldwide can learn from. And the beauty of social media is that you can share it with millions and they can be touched.
Amazing. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Remind our listeners that we're on YouTube Live and we're on Facebook Live. Unfortunately, we were not able to get on Facebook Live today, but we are on YouTube and can be shared that way. And we want to leave the show. If you have any other additional stories, or we'll just leave it like that. And we always leave with the hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Billington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.